As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is a pleasure to be here today with you on this Saturday, September 5th. What an awesome week it's been. It's definitely been a warm beginning to September. Some of the warmest weather we've had of the entire summer, actually. And, I'm feeling it today. Let me tell you, as you guys know, I do a little bit of farming on one of my side jobs, and I do hay, and I make sure I'm delivering hay for people. And this year, you know, with the COVID and everything that's going on, it's been a little bit off of a season for me. But long story short, I did get some phone calls this week, and I agreed to make these deliveries. And so since Thursday has been when we had the 98-degree temperatures, my son and I have been out bucking hay and delivering hay for people. So figures, the hottest days of the year, and we're out there in the middle of it delivering hay. So makes it kind of miserable, but that being said, it's always fun to get out and meet new people, and I got to appreciate my hay customers. They're all pretty awesome people. And one of the neat things about the farming world and getting to know more people in that community, I find that the majority of us are pretty like-minded. And, you know, you get a lot of conservatives, a lot of fellow patriots, and that's just typically the type of people I'm running into out there that, you know, have their small hobby farms or their larger farms. And it's just really fun to talk about the current happenings and this exciting election season. Holy smokes. It's just heating up like crazy. It's heating up everywhere. In my hometown of Dallas, Oregon, friends, you know, the local elections don't get a lot of draw usually. So normally you get 2 to 3 candidates that are filing to run for city council. And, you know, in our community, we have 9 councilors and they run on odd years. So 1 year you're going to have 4 councilors running and it's a 4-year term. And on the next election time, you're going to have 5 councilors running. This year in the city of Dallas, my friends, we have 17 people that have decided to run for city council. And then for the first time in several years, we actually have a few different challengers to the mayor. The mayor has ran unchallenged for the last 2 or 3 terms. And this time around, we got some people want some change, and they're bidding for that mayor seat also. So it's one of those things that I think, like we've seen on the national stage, there is just a huge motivation for people to get more engaged now. People are really paying attention. I think people are absolutely tired of what's going on in this country, especially in these Democrat-controlled states, these Democrat-controlled cities, like Oregon here, like Portland. And you got people that are ready to take it back. And I think that's a huge indication. When I out and about with my other work and I'm in different communities, I'm talking to people from our neighboring communities and across the state, what are they seeing in their local elections? And they're telling me the same thing. It seems like there is a new excitement in almost every single election in every city across the state. And that's really telling to me. The majority of these people that are getting engaged again, they're the conservative community. They're going to be typically your Republicans, people that are more a little bit more centrist. And, you know, I've said for a long time that the movement that's happened, that's this progressive liberalism that's crept in, you know, and it seems to get worse and worse and worse. But I've thought it's a pendulum. And I kept telling myself, you know, eventually it's going to get so far out there, it's got to correct itself. It's got to correct itself. And I think Donald Trump was the man that kind of reset that. And he opened people's eyes. Imagine what we know today because he's the president that we were never aware of, that we never would have been aware of had Hillary won. The corruption in D.C., the illegal activities that people in our highest agencies, agencies that are supposed to be above board, have the utmost integrity, the FBI, the CIA, well, maybe not the CIA. We know that there's some shady happenings for the last several centuries, right, in the CIA. But, you know, the FBI has always been a very respected agency and an agency that we thought we could trust as a nation. And now we're finding out about all this corruption in there, in the DOJ. And then, of course, we know about all the snakes in the grass on both sides of the aisle when you're talking about your elected officials in Congress and in Senate and elsewhere. And we know what kind of corruption happens. We know what kind of payouts happen. And we know this is why our country's kind of been stagnant for so many years. Nothing really gets done because people have too much dirt on each other and everybody's got their hand out and taking a little bit of a payout until Donald Trump. You know, he comes in and, like I said, that pendulum, it's starting to swing back. It's starting to reset. And his wave, his red wave that he's helped, you know, inspire people to engage and woken them up. We are, you know, the term woke, it's a pretty popular term right now. You know, it's something that I'd say the progressives, the liberals like to use a lot. They use it when they're talking about maybe Black Lives Matter stuff, racism, things like that. But I'd say the conservatives, the patriots, the silent majority, I would say we are woke. And I think the Democrats are scared to death. I think they see what's coming. I think they know they can't stop it. They're going to do everything they can do to try to derail it. But man, it is across the country, this red wave, and we are starting to get noisy. And going back to what I was originally talking about, seeing what's happening in these smaller communities at the local elections and seeing those patriots even putting their foot down and saying enough is enough, we're taking things back, that's very telling. So I'm optimistic. You know, I'm very optimistic for the election, November 4th, and I believe we're going to get it done. Now, we can't keep our head in the sand. We can't get too comfortable. You know, we can't just assume because we see all this excitement that it's in the bag. It's never in the bag. Remember, the odds are not in our favor because we have so much corruption working against us. We have illegal activity working against us with voter fraud and things like that, that we have to do it better. We have to do it bigger, and we have to build a buffer to make sure that we're going to be okay. It's not enough just to hit the line and, you know, make that mark, because we know that a lot of those votes, you know, are going to be contested. We know that there's going to be a lot of dead people that are voting again. We know there's going to be a lot of people that vote 2-3 times. And we know there's going to be missing ballots. We saw, you know, this week I've saw videos of people that work in the Postal Service throwing away people's mail in the dumpsters in the back alleyways. Now, are you telling me that our votes are really safe with the U.S. Postal Service? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And damn it, if mask works, how come we can't go vote in person? If we can protest downtown Portland, if BLM can be down there and Antifa can be down there with thousands of people rioting in the streets, how come we can't get together and wear masks and vote at the ballot box. Why can't we do that? Why can't we go to the polls? But no, they want us to do this mail-in voting, and they say, oh yeah, we're going to be able to tally everything on time. No worries. Oh, 100% confident the U.S. Postal Service, they're going to be able to get the job done for you. My friends, I'm sorry. This is dangerous, and this is voter oppression. That's exactly what it is, because we know darn well that there's going to be some mishap with the Postal Service. Let me tell you, I'm in the gun industry. I have an FFL. I'm getting guns in for customers all the time, and customers will order guns online, and they'll have them shipped to me, and that is the law. You know, it's despite what the Democrats will tell you, if you order a gun online, it has to be shipped to a licensed gun dealer, and the dealer then has to make sure that a background check is done on the person that's purchasing that firearm, and it's an FBI background check. And before that person can leave the store with the firearm, that background check has to be complete. They have to pass. So, yes, you can buy a gun online. You can order one online, but it is illegal for it to be shipped to the individual's house. It has to go to a licensed FFL dealer. Now, I had a customer that purchased a few guns, not just one, but a few guns, and it got shipped out to my dealership, licensed FFL. It was labeled that it had to go to a licensed FFL dealer. And my customer's name was also on the box. Well, the post office said they attempted to deliver to my business at 6:30 p.m. That's a bunch of hogwash. Nobody came to our business at 6:30 p.m. They wrote that they attempted to deliver that package at 6:30 p.m. That's not even our business hours. So even if they tried that, they should have came back during business hours, but I don't believe they ever tried it. But then they saw the customer's name on the label, and so they looked up his address, and they went and they dropped off the package at his house. And so the next day, the customer walks out, and there's this package on the porch, and nobody signed for it. He picks it up, he looks at where it's from, and he says, what the heck, opens it up, can't believe what he sees. He immediately closes things up. Thank God he's honest, and he runs down to my store with these firearms, and he says, these got delivered to my house. And I couldn't believe it, and I look at the box. Sure enough, they were addressed to my business, but the U.S. Postal Service, inept in their ability to perform their duties correctly, delivers firearms to the residence of an individual that had not gone through the proper background checks. Now, this is the same service, the same agency that they are telling you can deliver your ballots on time, and we don't have to worry about it. I'm sorry, my friends. We should be worried about it. How often has your neighbor came to you and said, hey, I'm looking for my mail. You haven't got it in your box by mistake, have you? Or they've delivered your mail to you that they received by mistake. We know that these guys mess up quite frequently. Now we're supposed to trust them with one of our most precious rights and responsibilities as U.S. citizens. It is our duty to participate in our democracy, and voting is our first priority. We have to do that as a nation, and everybody should participate in that. If you're a United States citizen, you absolutely should participate in that. That is your duty. We need to make sure we can do it at the polls ourselves, so we know for a fact that our vote gets taken and counted and everything's done 100% correctly. We should not have to rely on strangers at the post office to get our ballots where they need to go on time. Now, I'm not dissing any postal carriers. I apologize if you take offense to this. I have friends that are postal carriers. You're great people. God bless you for what you do. But I'm sorry, I don't trust the system. I don't trust the agency. And I don't trust this task, as important as it is, to get done correctly. We're up against the break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow Patriots, and welcome back to the show. It is Saturday. What a gorgeous day it is. I'm glad you joined us. I'm your host, Mickey Garris. I am your fearless leader, and gosh, are you ready to take our country back? I am getting more and more excited as the days go on for the red wave for this election. If you missed the last segment, we were just talking about how important it is to get out and vote, and we got to make sure that we get out in bigger numbers than the world has ever witnessed. This election, and we say all the time, this election's the most important election we can participate in. But my friends, my patriots, my fellow Americans, I'm telling you right now, this election is the most important election you can participate in. It is so crucial that we get out and get this job done, because if we fail, it is truly the end of America as we know it. It is the end of this republic. If you want to see more socialism come in, if you want to see communism, Marxism, if you want to see cities continue to deteriorate the way Portland has and Seattle has and some of these other more bigger Democrat-controlled areas, regions, well, you elect Joe Biden, and that's what you're going to get. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. Did you see, you know, he went to Wisconsin, and you know, he had to go there to Kenosha because Donald Trump went there this week, and it worked out great. And Donald Trump had a meeting with a lot of these businesses that have had their businesses destroyed by these rioters, burnt to the ground. A lot of businesses that are hurting so bad because of the shutdown with COVID. And he went there, and it was an inspiring visit, and he met with so many wonderful business owners, and he talked about a plan moving forward to help them get back on their feet. And he did a phenomenal job, and by and large, they were very appreciative that he came. Now, the governor didn't give him a lot of love, but you know what? That's okay. He has a responsibility as the president of the United States to take care of the citizens. And he went there, and that's what he did. That's where his heart was. And it was neat to see him there interacting with these people. And you could tell that he was legitimately concerned, and he really wants to make things better for him. And it was presidential. Well, guess what? The Biden camp, they got a little bit nervous by that, and they decided to let old Sleepy Joe out of the basement, and he had to make an appearance. Now, it was a very, very scripted appearance. You know, they controlled everything he did. And you could tell that to the best of their ability, they tried to limit his speaking. But he still manages to, every time he opens his mouth, and it doesn't matter if he's speaking 100 words or if he's only speaking 5 words, every time he opens his mouth, he makes some big gaffe and just makes himself look like a bumbling fool. You know, he can't put more than 2 or 3 words together. And if he's trying to explain anything to you, guaranteed you're not going to understand. You're not going to comprehend what he said, because he doesn't put anything together that makes one lick of sense at all. But in Wisconsin, he said, you know, I can't talk too long. If I keep this up, they're going to shoot me. Now, keep in mind, there's been people recently shot in Wisconsin. That probably was a stupid, no, not probably. Joe Biden, that was a stupid, stupid choice of words. What a moron. And this is the guy, this is the number one for the Democrat Party. I mean, the reality is he might be the smartest dude in the Democrat Party. He did convince them to put him as number one. Or did he? You know, who's running that ship? That's a better question. Bottom line, though, man, if you're a Democrat, you know, and if you're not on the inside, if you're not part of the you know, puppet master that's pulling the strings on Joe Biden and what this party is up to, if you're just a lifelong Democrat, you've just kind of always been a Democrat, your parents were Democrats, and you know, that's just kind of what you do, are you sitting back watching this party getting ready to sink into the abyss? Are you watching Joe Biden and thinking to yourself, be honest, Democrats, are you thinking to yourself, man, I don't know if I want to be a libtard anymore? I mean, is this the guy? Is this the guy that you're ready to back? The guy that can't put more than two or three sentences together? Seriously, there is better. There's better in the Democrat Party. I know there's good people in the Democrat Party. Now, I adamantly disagree with so many things about the Democrat Party. But I know there's good people in the Democrat Party. I question what the heck they're thinking. What are they doing there? How can they sign off on some of these policies? Like, let's say infanticide, for example. You know, killing babies after they're out of the womb. Things like that. Stuff that's going to make you go to hell. Yeah. How do you sign off on that stuff? You know, I think what it is, they close their eyes and they just try to ignore that stuff. They think, well, I'm not doing that myself, so I'm not responsible for what somebody else's actions are, and I'm not responsible for what so-and-so does. And, you know, I'm all for people having their own choice and freedom of choice, right? And we all got rights to do things like that. And I'm not doing it myself, so I'm not guilty. Well, if you support the Democrat Party, my friends, you're voting for those policies. You're supporting an ideology that does things. And it's not just one thing or two things or three things. It's an ideology that seeks out to destroy lives, destroy homes, destroy our economy, destroy this republic. And it hurts people. And so you can close your eyes and say, well, that wasn't me directly, so I'm not responsible. But if you're supporting that party, you, my friends, are absolutely responsible. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's good to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon. Let me tell you, a gorgeous start to September, but and I hate rushing in the fall. I like our long summer nights. I definitely don't love the Oregon winters when it's dark at 4 o'clock, but right now with the atmosphere that is the climate of the election year, we can't get to November quick enough. I cannot wait to ring that bell and watch Donald Trump take his victory lap, because that's what's going to happen. He is going to win in a landslide. And we were just talking about the Democrats, and I was talking about how I believe in my heart there is some good Democrats out there. Naive as they may be, I believe there's good Democrats. And just as the conservatives are waking up, the patriots are waking up, and we're getting ready to have this red wave, and the silent majority is starting to rumble. We're not so silent anymore. I want my Democrat friends, the ones that are the centrists, the ones that don't believe in so many of these dangerous, nasty policies that the party pushes, the ones that don't really care for Nancy Pelosi, the ones that are questioning the sanity of putting a candidate like Joe Biden up for presidency. I want you guys to come to our side. I want you guys to say enough is enough. I want you guys to wake up. You can't be complacent anymore. You know, I understand apathy, because we in the Republican Party, far too long, we were that way. And guess what? That's how we lost our state of Oregon. That's how we lost Portland. That's how we've lost many elections. That's what gave us the supermajority in Salem, the Democratic supermajority, because Republicans, conservatives, patriots, we weren't doing enough. We weren't paying attention, and it got away from us, and the Democrats got a foothold. And they kicked our butts in some elections. And now look what they have done to our state. Look what they've done to this country. So if you're a Democrat and you're questioning the sanity of Joe Biden, if you're questioning infanticide, abortions, and all these other policies, if you're sitting there saying, when did this happen? Where the heck was I? How did this happen? I had my head in the sand for too long. It's good that you're waking up. Welcome aboard. Come join us over here. I'm not telling you to be a Republican. I'm telling you to use some common sense and love America. Love the United States of America. Protect this republic. If we can't agree on that, what can we agree on? That's the reality of it. I mean, look at the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. Look at the hypocrisy of the leaders in that party. Look at Nancy Pelosi. This week, she secretly went to that hair salon in San Francisco, and she had her blowout done. You know, I was checking that out, and I thought, well, I don't know. If I looked like Nancy Pelosi, I don't think my hair would be the first thing I took care of. There's other things that lady needs fixed. Let's be honest. Okay? But the truth of the matter is, she's up there in front of us on TV day in and day out telling us how we have to wear masks and how COVID's real and how Trump's going to get everybody killed. And, you know, she's threatening to continue keeping this country shut down. She's holding up funding that these states desperately need, that people desperately need to survive, to save their businesses, things like that. And she's continuing to push all these mandates on COVID, and then she's out there breaking the rules herself. I mean, what'd she think? Well, we know what she thinks. She thinks she's the queen. She thinks she can do whatever she wants. She thinks she's above the law, and that's exactly how she acts. And we're just her peasants, and we do as we're told and don't bother, don't pay no attention to what she's doing. How dare we question her? In fact, that's exactly how it came off today. How dare we question her? You know, she said the salon owner owes her an apology, and she was set up. She was set up. She knowingly went to the salon, breaking the rules. She knew for a fact it was illegal for her to go and do this. And now she's putting it all in the salon and says she was set up. Come on, the hypocrisy. The way you preach to us about what we should be doing and how we should be responding in this COVID world, Nancy. And then you bend the rules like that. You go around the rules. You think you're not going to get caught. And when you get caught, you blame the business owner. You are a low-life hypocrite, Nancy. You are running this country into the ground. You are a shame to this country as the Speaker of the House. And you know what? I pray to God that your reign is coming to an end. And that's the thing we have to do. It's not just the presidency, my friends. Of course we have to elect Donald Trump, but we have to take Congress back. We have to get rid of Pelosi. That lady needs to go. She is poison. All right? Get out. Pay attention to every single election. Vote big. We need Trump. We need Congress. We need to fix the state elections. We need to fix your local elections. If your community is like mine, you have some really awesome conservative candidates ready to step up to the plate to be leaders in your community and fix things. Learn about these people. Help them get elected. get out and vote. I cannot stress this enough. Yes, my friends, this election is the most important election of your lifetime, and we have to do it right. It's critical. When I see Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown standing in front of a microphone a day after Donald Trump is pleading with them to let the federal government help the situation in Oregon, let the federal government help stop the rioters in Portland and elsewhere. Let us send in troops. Let us send in federal agents. Let us help the citizens of your state, because they are being beaten. Their businesses are being destroyed. Their lives are being ruined. And lives have been lost because of this, because of the leadership that we have here in this state with Kate Brown and Ted Wheeler. And Trump has said over and over again, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to help. I can't do it until they ask. And they get on the microphone and they mock Trump. They laugh at Trump. They say that he's never welcome to come help. They say that this is all his fault. The divisiveness is his fault. The riots and the anarchy in their streets is his fault somehow. And they deny his help over and over and over again. And then we have a patriot, a Trump supporter, a conservative, standing by himself in Portland, not doing anything wrong, was there enjoying the festivities of celebrating Donald Trump. And somebody comes up and in cold blood murders him, shoots him down in the street. And you could hear them say, we got another Trumper. We got another Trumper. That could have been you. That could have been me. Yes, we are being targeted as Donald Trump supporters. We are being targeted as patriots. We are being targeted as conservatives. We are being targeted as Christians. My friends, don't tell me that we're not already in a war. The war is here. It's up to us. Do we decide to fight or not? It's time for us to stay vigilant, my friends. It's time for us to prepare. And I got to caution you, if you're out and about, if you're out of your area, if you're stepping out of your comfort zone, your local community, you better have your head on a swivel. You better go travel and be prepared when you are traveling. Be prepared to defend yourself. Have the means to protect yourself. Because the other side, they're not messing around anymore. They're taking lives. And it's from this place of evil deep inside them. They hate us with a passion. And I think they hate us. You know, I used to say they hate us because we like Donald Trump, or they hate us because we're Christians, or they hate us because we're conservatives. But I think they hate us because we love America. And I think that is why they're targeting us, because these people are evil to the core. And the one thing they can unite on, the one thing that they can tell you why they're doing what they're doing, why they're rioting, why they're burning down buildings, why it's complete anarchy, is because they hate America. They want to see this country collapse. They want to see this republic go. They don't know what kind of government they want. It's going to lead to socialism or worse, because they want freebies. They want the government to pay for everything. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be told where to go. They don't want to be told how to live their lives. But they want the government to pay for everything. And then there's the hypocrisy. They definitely want to tell everybody else how to live their lives. Don't turn that dial, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show. This is the last segment here today of Patriot Uprising Radio, and I'm your host, Mickey Garris. So thanks for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We were just talking about, the elections and how important they are. We were talking about the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, Mr. Sleepy Joe himself. We were talking about the hypocrisy of Nancy Pelosi and the fact that she's blaming the fact that she got a blowout on the business owner and said that she was set up and they owe her an apology. You know, I'm worried for that business owner, actually, because the reality is Nancy is an evil, vile woman and she's got connections like no other. And she will seek out and destroy anybody that has crossed her path. And I have a feeling that salon that gave Nancy the blow out, I have a feeling they're going to get it. They are going to have retaliation from her like they've never seen before. And I'm afraid it's going to turn out ugly for them, unfortunately, because she has the connections, she has the money, she has the means, and she's an evil, evil, vindictive, nasty woman. And I think those people are going to pay the price for ratting her out and releasing that video. God bless them for doing it. I appreciate that they did that. It shows her hypocrisy. Maybe it shows that we shouldn't be so worried about this COVID. But yeah, I'm worried for this business. They're definitely going to get it on the receiving end from Nancy. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So what do you think about old Cuomo in New York City? He says, if Donald Trump's going to come and walk the streets in New York, he better bring an army with him. What's that mean, buddy? Are you threatening our commander-in-chief? Are you threatening our president of the United States of America? Who the hell are you, the nerve of you, to threaten anybody, to tell anybody that if they come into the streets of New York, they better have an army with them? Now, I know you're backpedaling. I know you said that you didn't mean it as a threat like that. You're just saying that it's a dangerous area right now, and Donald Trump is going to need some more protection. But we know exactly what you meant. What a disgusting individual you are. You have ran New York City to the ground. And let me tell you something, my friend. It's not coming back. You can beg and beg and beg all you want, plead with people to stay in New York, but nobody wants to be in New York underneath your reign. They don't like you. They don't like the taxes. They don't like the management, or I should say mismanagement, the lack of leadership. They don't like the fact that you put all the COVID patients in nursing homes and completely exploded that pandemic and killed countless innocent lives, cost countless innocent lives because of your idiocracy. People have your number. And they're tired of you telling them what to do, telling them how to live, telling them how much taxes to pay. They're tired of you whining about the president of the United States and blaming all the bad things that happen in your state because of your lack of leadership on the commander-in-chief. It's time for you to take some ownership and take some responsibility. And if you're not cut out for the job, you need to step down. You need to back away because you, my friend, are no leader. And you have tanked New York City, and it will not come back. It won't come back under your reign. It might not ever come back. But you have a lot of nerve threatening the president of the United States. And you know what? He's got plenty of protection. He will take an army with him if he needs to. But guess what else? You mess with him, you're going to mess with every single patriot in this country because he is our commander-in-chief. And in a moment's notice, we will rise up and we will crush you. We will snuff you out like the dying dog that you are. I'm so sick and tired of the disrespect you and your ilk have for our commander-in-chief. and the way you put blame on every single thing that he does. Stuff that is absolutely 100% your responsibility, your fault, and when it goes south, you blame the commander-in-chief. You blame Donald Trump. You try to make everybody hate Donald Trump because of your failure. And that's what it is. You are a coward and you are a failure and you will always be. You are a disgusting individual and we are sick and tired of hearing about it. We're sick and tired of watching you on the news. It's time for you to go away. And in November, you're going to find out. You're going to find out how loud we are and how sick and tired of people like you that we are, because we are taking this country back. And you know what? We're rolling up our sleeves and we're not afraid to bump elbows. We are no longer the silent majority, and you're going to find out. And that goes for you, Ted Wheeler, and that goes for you, Kate Brown. Kate Brown, you think that you had a victory because you passed up that recall vote? You think you had a victory because you changed the rules in the 11th hour and made it more difficult for the signatures that we needed to get turned in? You think you had a victory because you shut down the fairs, the county fairs and the state fair and all the other places and gatherings and get-togethers that we typically would have had access to gather thousands and thousands of signatures? You didn't win. The amount of signatures we got should scare the crap out of you, Kate Brown, because those people are still coming for you. Those people, and a lot of those people, a big percentage of those people were Democrats. And they're going to be voting in November. And they're going to be looking to take back legislation, looking to get rid of that supermajority the Democrats have. And guess what? They're coming back for you too. It's not over, Kate Brown. You should be terrified. The amount of signatures we did get, even though you stacked the deck against us, even though you did everything you could to try to shut us down, to make it more difficult, it's pretty impressive the amount of signatures we actually got. No matter how hard you tried to oppress us, we had a victory. And you know we did. And I hope you're scared. We're taking Oregon back. Oregon's going red. I know we can do it. No, it's not going to be easy. Friends, it's not going to be easy. But if you love this state, if you love this country, we got to put up a big fight here in Oregon. You know, I'm tired of watching the Democrats run things to the ground. Portland, we've talked about how awesome a city it used to be. Such an amazing destination spot. And you know what? With the leadership that's there now, it's a vacuum, and it's going to be, in another year, it's going to be like the ghettos, like the projects. It's going to be like back in the 80s at the peak of gang violence with a police force that's had its funding cut and all the people that have the money and the businesses that could make Portland better, they're gone because they're getting out of that state or getting out of that city as fast as they can. They don't want no part of Portland anymore. And so they're building up the surrounding communities, and the surrounding communities, the smaller communities, are thriving now because all this money's leaving Portland. And there's going to be nothing left in Portland. That's under your watch, Ted Wheeler. You did that. You can't even stay in your house, Ted Wheeler. You're moving out of your house because the riots have gotten so nasty. They tried to burn down your apartment complex. Think about that, you failed leader. My friends, stay vigilant out there. We are at war now. I'm telling you straight up, we're at war. Stay vigilant. Stay safe. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.